judiciary yesterday. He said the courts are under threat from intimidation, disinformation, and the possibility of defiance from public officials. He said the other branches of government must be willing to enforce court orders, even if they're unpopular. Roberts also noted an increase in violent threats and online intimidation directed at judges. This week's Billboard charts are out, and holiday songs have done something they've never done before. NPR's Stephen Thompson reports.
The Christmas season is behind us, which means this may be the last time you hear Santa Tell Me for almost 11 months. But there are still two holiday milestones worth noting from this week's Billboard charts. One, for the first time ever, the entire top 10 consists of holiday music. In fact, the top 16 songs are all shouting at us to be of good cheer. That's a product of the streaming era, which has pushed Christmas to the top of the pop charts. Also, for the first time ever, a holiday song from this century has hit the Billboard Top 5. You heard it just seconds ago. It's Ariana Grande's Santa Tell Me, which joins Mariah Carey, Brenda Lee, Wham!, and Bobby Helms at the top of the Christmas canon. Stephen Thompson, NPR News.
On Wall Street, all the major stock indexes rose in 2024, with tech stocks leading the way. For the economy overall, inflation abated, unemployment remained low, and the Federal Reserve cut interest rates three times. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Doris Duke Foundation, which aims to support the well-being of people and the planet for a more creative, equitable, and sustainable future. And listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
And now it's time for Headlines of Yore. I'm Avi Wolfman-Arendt. Today's headline comes from the Philadelphia Inquirer on January 2nd, 2009, Nightlife. Below that headline, you'll find a bunch of concerts happening during a random weekend in the Philly area back in 2009. One of those concerts, at Fishtown's famous Johnny Brenda's, featured a band called Alashahir. Alashahir is the name of a town in Turkey, but many centuries ago, this town went by another name, Philadelphia. Yes, it's true, we are not the first Philly. The original Philadelphia was founded by a Hellenic ruler about two centuries before the birth of Christ. The founder, or perhaps his brother, it's unclear, was known as Philadelphus. That name referred to a loyal bond between the pair of brothers. Philadelphia is one of seven ancient cities referenced in a series of letters in the Book of Revelation. It's likely William Penn was aware of the town's mention in the Bible. Why did Penn choose Philadelphia as the name of his New World settlement? That's also up for debate. Perhaps Penn wanted a name that evoked brotherhood while also referencing Christian and